לחיים, 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 מגד חיידש. כשנכנס עד המרבה בשמחה, ריבי בשמחה, already been, already been מרבה בשמחה, already for a month, before Hashem had it into חיידש עד השני, closer and closer to the Purim, and it's, בשמחה keeps, it's not a one-time thing, כשנכנס עד המרבה בשמחה, just on that day, it's מרבה, it's a continuous thing, that every day throughout Adar, every day, as we get deeper into Adar, as we get closer and closer to Purim, closer to the Nes that takes place every year on Purim, closer to the Chag HaGeulah of Pesach. It's obviously a Reba of Simcha that takes place. And we know that every one of the months, Shteitan Sefer Yetzirah, which is the Sefer that's Miuchas Vek, Avram Avinu, every one of the months have a specific one of the Oisius, a specific one of the Yud Beis Oisius, Hapshut Ois, 12 of the letters in the Aleph Beis, that every single month there's Mekushah to a specific Ois in the Aleph Beis. In the month of Chodesh Adar, according to the Sefer Yetzirah, is Mekushah to the Ois Kuf. It's connected to the letter of Kuf. And the Shaila is, what does it mean, Al Derech Avoida? The letter of Kuf, obviously, if the Sefer Yetzirah is being Magala to us, that this is what the Mechus of the month is. The Mechus of the month is obviously Ois Kuf. So that has to be that there's something about the Ois Kuf that's supposed to somehow reveal to us what our Avoida is supposed to do. It obviously has to be connected to Purim, to Bechias HaMalek, has to be connected to Be'echer Ba'adar Mashmina L'Shkolim V'Alakaloyim, which is the beginning of Chodesh Adar. It's Be'echer Ba'adar. Somehow this Ois Kuf has to be revealing to us what the Ikra Avodah of a Yid is during Chodesh Adar. Befrat on Purim, that's the Giloy, the Rosh Chodesh is, has all the Shpois for the month, but the ultimate Teitzah of the month is obviously on Purim, but somehow the whole month is Mekusher and this Inyan of the Ois Kuf. Hashanah is, what's the Avodah of the Ois Kuf? Void, like I mentioned before, the Gemara Megillah tells us that the Baruch Hashem is hiktim shkaleim, the shkolav, the Baruch Hashem is maktim klal yisol shekel, the machsa shekel, to haman shekel. And the Gemara over there brings down that Be'echer Ba'adar, like we said, mashmin ala shkolim, ala kaloyim. They made two announcements that took place every year in Chodesh Adar. First of all, you have to bring the machsa shekel. It wasn't brought dafka at the beginning of Chodesh Adar, you could brought the whole Adar, but that's when they first started giving out the announcement that Be'echer Ba'adar mashmin ala shkolim, va'ala kaloyim. And you also have to be careful. It's a time of the year. People have to be careful about klayim, klaya sada. Person has to be careful to make sure that there's no iser klayim that takes place. And all the mafarshim, side the rishonim, side the achronim, side the chesishis farim, the litvishis farim, the musas farim, they all say that there has to be some sort of connection between these two announcements that went out. Be'echer ba'adar mashmin ala shkolim va'ala kaloyim. Comes together. It's also in the Megillah, the Gemara Megillah. So obviously, it has to do with something to do with Be'echer ba'adar dafka on the first day of Adar. They had to make these two announcements together. Be'echer ba'adar mashmin ala shkolim va'ala kaloyim. What's the oimek? Why dafka? Be'echer ba'adar mashmin ala shkolim va'ala kaloyim. Why do these two things go together? So I spoke about an Indian in Shul on Shabbos, but in a different place, like the Shem Shmuel brings down very often, Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, especially if it's a different Beis Medrash. And this is something I've been thinking about since the last Purim that we had, Purim Katan, which is the Haskalah for this Purim, Zah Katan Gadol Yiyah, it's the beginning of the Purim. Something I've been thinking about a lot during Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Adar Aleph, Chodesh Adar Sheni, as we're getting into it. And it's really the oimek of what really also takes place during Shnas HaIvri. We know that this whole Indian of an Ibriyar is the Yichud of the Chama and the Lavana. The reason why we have an Ibriyar is because there's a period, there's a separation, there's a discrepancy that takes place between the Shnas HaLavana and the Shnas HaChama. 354, 365, they don't match up exactly. And as the years go on, every year there's a discrepancy of 11 days and it gets on and on and more. And in order to be miyached, the world of the Chama and the Lavana, we have to be able to have the Shnas HaIvri, we have to be able to add on the extra Chodesh, which is called Chodesh Adar Sheni. And by being Moisef, an extra month, every 3 years, we're able to be miyached the Inyan of the Chama and the Lavana. And the Sfarim, Rav Tzadik, and other Sfarim as well, tell us that obviously this Inyan of being miyached the Chama and the Lavana is not just something that takes place in the calendar year in order to make sure that b'chodesh aviv they're able to celebrate Pesach b'ito b'zmani, but also has to do with the site of Geula. It's what the Gemara calls already Seid HaIber. It's the Seid of Iber. It's a secret, but it's a secret of Geula. But we say every month when we bench the Levana b'Brichas Levana, we say b'Kiddush Levana, we say that she that the goal is Sheimala Pigimis Levana v'Yor Levana Ka'or Chama Ka'or Sheishis Me'Abereishis, that the Or of the Chama is supposed to become like the Ur of the Levana, the Ur Levanaka Ur Chama. There should be a Yichud back to the way it was originally, Shnei Ma'iris HaGedolim. And obviously, if there's some Inyan in Ibriyar taking place, it's obviously the Seid of this Yichud of the Chama and the Levana, and the Seid of everything that's supposed to be taking place every Chodesh, and every Rosh Chodesh, which is Be'etzim this Avodah of being Mamala that became a Selavana, but Befrat in the Ibriyar. They're being miyachad these two things together. Somehow this is the avodah that takes place, and dafka during Chodesh Adar. They don't have to be Chodesh Adar. It could have been any month, but somehow this is dafka the avodah of Chodesh Adar. The shaila is, what do all these things mean? What's the inyan of the oiskof? What's the inyan of be'echer ba'adam ha'shmin al shkol of ala kolayim? How do these two things go together? And what's the oimak of this inyan of the yichur of the chamer levan? And somehow this is the side of what Mashiach means, what the secret of Mashiach means. So the Zohar Kaddish tells us that the oiskof is marabas in the inyan of koif. Kekoif b'fnei adam, the lashon of the Zohar Kaddish is. Kekoif means a monkey. Kekoif b'fnei adam. But the letter kof is like an inyan of a koif. That it acts as a koif. It acts as a monkey in front of a human. But the same way the one animal that we have that's most doime in terms of actions, in terms of the way it interacts with the other animals, with people, the one that's the most like a human is a koif. And the ois kof zok the Zohar Kaddish is kekoif b'fnei adam. It's like a koif which is trying to be doime to an adam. And the way Reb Tzadok teaches it is that the ikur inyan of Amalek, the ikur inyan of Amalek is the inyan of sheker. That's what Amalek is. Amalek is a chrisi adei oived, because Amalek is totally sheker. Every one of the umas ha'olam have some nitzitz of emes inside of it. It's going to be nizgel al asad lavai. The ayin umas that are there have some nitzitz of toiv in them, some aspect of a midah toiv that's there. It's going to be nizgel al asad lavai. But Amalek is reishis goyim Amalek, a chrisi adei oived. Amalek is the ultimate sheker, that world of total sheker. And what Amalek tries to do is Amalek tries to be doime in the inyan of the kuf to the inyan of the hay. That the hay represents the world of Kedusha. Ki b'kar Shem tzur ilamim, the yud was represented. That's the way the Rabban Hashem created Olam Haba, the hay. That's what the Gemara tells us the Rabban Hashem created Olam Hazawith. But hay also represents the Rabban Hashem Shechina in this world. Yud ke vav ke, the last hay. And the Shem Havai represents Malchus, represents the Rabban Hashem Shechina, represents Emunah, represents Tefillah, represents the Rabban Hashem's presence in this world. And what Amalek tries to do is Amalek is the kuf that's doimed to the hay. The only two letters in the Aleph Beis that have something on the left leg, that have a left leg that's independent of the rest of the ois, is only the ois hay and the ois kuf. They're the two most similar letters, the ois hay and the ois kuf, that they have one specific Indian on the left side that looks very similar. The ois hay and ois kuf are kamat the same, except the ois hay has a stop, and the ois kuf schleps the leg down a little bit more lamata to that place of shol tachtis, which is the world of Amalek. Amalek is the last letter in Amalek is the kuf. It schleps it all the way down to that place where it's yerid to that place of shol tachtis. Which means what Amalek tries to do is Amalek tries to be sheker. And Amalek tries to present himself as something that he's not. Tries to present himself, we know, Chazal already saying, but Yahweh Kanani, that Kanani came, Melech Arad, that it wasn't really Kanani, it was really Amalek who dressed up and acted and spoke in a different language than they really were. Amalek's always trying to present himself as something that he's not. He dresses up in order to attack Amalek. He dresses up as the Indian of Kedusha. Amalek inside of a Yid, which the Kedusha slave, he said, every Yid is a Bechina of Amalek inside of him, because every Yid is an Olam Katan, which means if in the world there's Amalek around, then inside of every Yid is a Bechina of Timcha Zechra Amalek that's necessary to take place. And what Amalek tries to do, what the Yitzhar tries to do, is to be Daimat Taif, to try to make it present itself as being something Taif. When the Yitzhar reveals itself as being Ra, it's not such a difficult Yitzhar to fight. But when the Yitzhar tries to be Daimat to Hay, it tries to be Daimat to something that's good, that's where it becomes very difficult to be able to discern, to be able to understand, to be able to separate between the Yitzhar's Taif and Ra, to be able to recognize where's the Taif and where's the Ra. That's when it becomes very difficult. And that's Amalek. Reish is goyim Amalek v'chrisi ada oivid, is Amalek's the sheker of the ois kuf that's kekoif b'fnei Adam. It looks like a human. It's almost a human. It's almost doyim to the Indian of Adam. Adam is the Indian of Atam. Atam nikra Adam is klal Yisrael called an Adam, but it's kekoif b'fnei Adam. It's almost an Adam. It's almost Kedusha, but at the same time, it's exact opposite of Kedusha. And that's why the Sfar Magdoshim explain also that Amalek is also the Indian of the ois reish versus the ois dalid. Two oises which also cannot look the same, but there, nothing could be further apart from the Ois Dalid and the Ois Aleph. We just had in 2 weeks ago, his Parsha. It says, El Acher with a large Reish. We have Shema Yisrael, Havaya Lakeno, Havaya, Echad with a large Dalid. And the Chilik between the Dalid and the Reish is a Kutzai. It's all it is a tiny, tiny, tiny drop of ink that separates from the world of El Acher, which is Avoy Dezara, to Havaya Echad, which is Achta Sabayri. And the Chilik between that Indian of Havaya Echad, which is the ultimate gila of the Rabban Shalom, and El Acher is the Indian of Amalek. That's why the Pasuk says, L'chamas Hashem ba'amalek midor dar. It doesn't have dar with a vav. Normally dar would be spelled with a vav. Dalad reish. Midor dar, dalad reish, dalad reish. Because that's what Amalek does. Amalek tries to make this lack of recognition, this lack of separation between the dalad and the reish. That there's no difference. That really able to move from the world of the dalad of Avaya Echad to El Acher, to Lehim Acherim, to the world of Avaya Zara. That instead of being Avaya Echad, It's that world of Amalek, Mechavas Hashem, Amalek, Dor, moving from the Dalet to the Reish. Again, trying to be Doima to the Dalet, but all it really is a Reish. All it really is total Avodah Zarah. It's the side of what the Rabban Hashem told Adam Rishon, Kaitz V'Darda Tatzmiach, after the Klal of Adam Rishon, Eif from the Eitz Adas, which is also the Eitz Ahara coming to him, and the Eitz Ahara trying to make believe that it's coming to tell him something Toiv. The Yisim Kelekim, you're going to be more godly. If you eat from the Eitz Adas, even though the Rabban Hashem doesn't want you to do, it's the greatest thing that's going to take place. So the klala is kaitz v'dardar, dardar is dalad reish, kaitz v'dardar tatzmiach. That instead of the world bringing up things that are good, it's going to be kaitz v'dardar, dalad reish. That's the beginning of what Amalek does. Amalek is this Indian of the dalad reish, this Indian of being trying to look like the ice hay, trying to look like the ice dalad, but at the same time it's a reish and it's a kuf. That's the side of why, obviously, it says Ashakor Chabaderech. Ashakor Chabaderech means that the Indian of what Amalek does is Krirus. Krirus, the Shirish of the word Krirus, is Kar, Kuf Reish. That's what Amalek tries to do, those two ices of Kuf and the Reish. The Kuf trying to look like the Hay. The Kuf trying to look like Malchus, trying to look like the Shechino, the Rabban Hashem in this world, is the world of Amalek. And the Hay, and the Dalet trying to look, and the Reish trying to look like a Dalet, that's the world of Amalek. Ashakor Chabaderech. They try to attack Klal Yisrael. And the world of Karchan, the world of Kuf Reish, they try to attack Klal Yisrael. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in the word Sheker, there always is an akud of emes within the word Sheker. Like Rashi says by the Meraglim, every Sheker needs to have a little bit of emes with it, otherwise nobody believes any of it. So the Zohar HaKadosh, what's the akud of emes within the Sheker is the Oishin. Zohar HaKadosh, Mayrach, why exactly the Oishin? But the Oishin is the akud of emes within the Sheker, which means what are the two Oishis that are Sheker within Sheker? The Kuf and the Reish. The Kuf is this Indian of Ashakor Chavaderech. The Kuf is the Indian of Amalek, which is a Kuf, which is Kekaifif Ne Adam. And the Reish, which is trying to be like a Dalet. The Reish, which is Elohim Acherim, which is El Acher, that large Reish, as opposed to Hashem Echad. It's supposed to Havaya Echad. It's what Chazal talk about when they talk about a Zvuv, which is able to come along on the Ois Dalet and to separate it, to make a Dalet into a Reish, to make it from Havaya Echad to Elohim Acherim. This is the side of what Amalek is. It's Kekaifif Ne Adam. Amalek is the Sheker that tries to present itself as Emes. The Sheker which tries to present itself as something which is Taif. That's the side of what Amalek does, and that's the fear of Amalek. That's why Amalek's more afraid of Amalek than any other nation. Because every other nation, if it presents itself as being something bad, we're able to see, okay, this is evil, and this is something that a Yid has to stay away from. It's clear, Sur Me Ra. But when Amalek comes along and Amalek tries to make believe they're all Taif, that you couldn't tell the difference between Esav and Yaakov Avinu. They're twins. They look the same. Up until Rashi says, up until the age of 13, everything looked exactly the same. But that's the scary part about Esav. That Esav, who's the grandfather of Amalek, looks like Yaakov Avinu. That we're twins. We're both exactly the same. And I want to know about taking off Maaser and Melech and taking off on Teva. And I'm asking good questions. And he's coming to Yitzhak Avinu with that Indian of Kaitz Vidarda Tatzmiach, the Indian of Dalet Reish, the Indian of the Ashakor Chabaderech, that Sheker of Esav, ends up coming out B'Taitzah with Amalek, eventually with Haman, this Sheker which comes along. The Sheker where Haman's coming along, making believe he wants to help Achashverosh, he's only coming along to do him a favor. Everything's this world of Sheker. That's the world of Amalek. That's the Koyach of Amalek, and that's the world of Amalek. So how do we, what's the avoid of Tim Chazecher Amalek? What's the avoid of a Yid who wants to eradicate the Koyach of Amalek? Obviously, the first step is obviously making sure that we don't get caught up in the Sheker of Amalek. But maybe more than that, part of the avoid on Purim is that a Yid understands that if I want to make sure that I'm not like Amalek, and Amalek's whole kayach is the kayach of Dimyon. Amalek's whole kayach is a kayach to be doimet to something that it's not. So then every Yid has to work on the avoida of being a yachid. Every Yid has to work on the avoida of not trying to be doimet, not just to Ra, but not trying to be doimet to anybody else. To recognize, like the Chazal say, Ish Yehudi, Chazal Darshan, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yechidi. That Mordechai HaTzadik was Ish Yechidi. He was alone. That Mordechai HaTzadik was the person who stood up against all of Klal Yisrael. Shaitan Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Gimel, that Klal Yisrael is upset at Mordechai HaTzadik. Klal Yisrael said, you're causing Haman to hate us. You're causing the Gzerah to take place. It's all because of you. And Mordechai stood up. Ish Yehudi means Ish Yechidi. The Mordechai HaTzadik stood up and said, Mordechai HaTzadik said, I'm not afraid of anybody. I don't have to be worried about what anybody's going to say. It doesn't make a difference. I don't have to be doimet to anybody else. I don't have to compare myself to anybody else. Mordechai HaTzadik understood that to be an Ish Yehudi means to be an Ish Yechidi. Means to be a person who's alone, a person who's able to understand what the Iker Avoida is. The Iker Avoida is to be an Ish. As Barbara Shemaya Perm Katan, he said that the side of Ish is Aleph Yud Shin. Yesh is the Indian of Yesh the Kedusha. There's a Yesh of the Sitra Achra, which is Yeshus, which is Gaiva, and there's a Yesh the Kedusha. Yesh the Kedusha means that a person is able to be, I am my own person. I don't need to be doima to anybody else, not a Ruchnius, not a Gashmius. I don't need to compare myself to anybody else and try to be like anybody else. That I'm a monkey. That I'm Kekoif of Ne'adam. That I'm trying to copy somebody else as opposed to being who I am. Ish Yehudi means Aleph. Aleph is the Indian of being a Yachid. Yud Shin, Yesh, that I recognize that I need to be a Yachid. It's a side of why Chodesh Adar is Aleph Dalet Reish. Dalet Reish, like we said, is Kitz V'Darda Tatzmiach, is Mechamas Mashamach Ba'amolik Dor Dor, and the way we break Amolik is Aleph Dalet Reish. Aleph means I'm a Yachid. Aleph means I look at myself as an individual. I don't look at myself trying to be like everybody else. I look at myself as Aleph, and then I'm able to be Mavchin between the Dalet and the Reish. I'm able to separate between the world of the Dalet and the Reish, not to try to be like anybody else, not to try to be like anything else. To be able to recognize, what do I want to be? It's the side of why we find, the Sfarim say that, why we find the first time the Ois Kuf is mentioned in the Torah as at the beginning of a word is by the name of Kayin. Kayin is the Indian of the Kuf, and Hevel is the Indian of the Hay. What's Kayin's whole problem? Kayin wants to be like Hevel. Hevel brings a carbon, the bunch of them looks at Hevel's carbon and not a Kayin's carbon. So Kayin says, but I want to be like Hevel. But you have different avodas. One's a Raya Tzoyin, and one's an Ovid Adama. But I want to be like him. That's the Kuf trying to be like the Hay. That's the side of it, not being ish yimini, not being ish yichidi, not being somebody who's alone, somebody who's able to recognize that it's ratzi l'roiv echav. That's the way the Megillah ends, a pel de gazach. Rav Shlomo is talking about this morning. The way Mordechai Tzadik decided to end off the Megillah was l'roiv echav, like Chazar Darshan, l'roiv echav alo l'kol echav. That's the way you end off the Megillah, saying that not everybody likes you. Mordechai Tzadik says, yeah, that's the way I end the Megillah, because that's the point. The point is that I'm ish Yemini ish yichidi, that ish Yehudi hayu v'shushan avira u'mordchai shmoi, ish Yehudi means I'm alone, that I don't need to be like anybody else, I don't need to compare myself to anybody else, I don't need to worry about outside people, what they say about me. I can be an ish, I can have the inyan of yesh to kedusha, I can have the aleph which is able to be mavchem between the dalet and the reish. I don't need to be kekoif ifnei adam, and I can be my own individual person without needing to compare myself to anybody else. That's the side of what takes place on Purim. The whole side of why Yid dresses up on Purim is not to hide anything. If I care, the biggest giloy happens when I dress up and I say, I'm not anything that you see, I'm something much more than that. I'm not the levushim that I wear on the outside. It's a costume, everything's a costume. There's costumes that I wear, but the real me is nechnas yayin yatzasayid. It's who I am. Who I am as an individual, and everything I wear throughout the year, it's costumes. I'm part of a society, and part of a society means you have to wear a certain set of clothing, because that's what you do, and you want to fit in, you want to be part of everybody else, but that's not the real me. The real me is something much deeper than that. The real me is not something that needs to be doima to anybody else. I don't have to wear clothing that other people approve of. I don't have to act in a way that other people approve of. I can be a yachid. And in Purim, you see this, that every person dresses up different. Every person acts different. Every person's okay being comfortable with who they are. When a yid drinks nechnes yayin, then he gets not so worried about the outside. It breaks down a person's inhibitions, which means I'm not so worried about what other people think. I can act the way I really want. I could say what I really care about. I could learn and daven the way I really want. I would love to stand in shul and cry by every Shemana Esrei. But I'm embarrassed to do that because I look at the people around me and what are people going to say if they see me crying by Shemana Esrei? On Purim, I don't care. I can cry by Shemana Esrei. On Purim, I can say the things that are really meaningful to me. On Purim, I can be a real person because I'm able to get past all the levushim, all the outside layers that are just trying to be like everybody else, and I can get to the core of who I am. I can get to now. I'm not kekoif ifnei adam. I'm not a monkey anymore. I can be an Adam. I can be a real person. Adam, like the Sfarim explained, is Lashon Yachid. That's what Atam Kriyam Adam. Adam is Lashon Yachid. Means that I was, Adam was Nivra Yechidi, and every Yid is a Yachid. V'shvili Nivra Olam. And Purim, Yid's able to get to the side of what it means, Aleph Dalet Reish. That if I want to recognize how to be able to be Mavchim between the Dalet and the Reish, between the Kaitz V'Darda Tatzmiach, be able to fix up the Ched of Adam Arishin, to be able to fix up the Ched of Kayin killing Hevel, to be able to fix up Amalek in the world, the way to do that is Aleph Dalet Reish. That Aleph means Ish. Aleph means that I'm a Yachid. Aleph means that I'm an individual, that I don't have to be like anybody else. I don't have to try to compare myself to anybody else. I can recognize who I am and what my Avodah is. This is why Chazal tell us that the Zari Shal Amalek only falls to Zari Shal Rachel. They only fall to Zari Shal Rachel. Because what's Rachel's whole Avodah? That she doesn't have kinnah. That when Rachel Imenu gives over the Simonim to Leah, Rachel Imenu has no kinnah b'klal. Rachel Imenu gives over the Simonim, she has no problem with it at all, and Leah's there, and Leah's getting everything. Leah has all the children, and she looks like she's becoming that Karis Abayas. And Rachel Imenu says, okay, if that's what she's supposed to get, Rachel Imenu stands on the side and says, it's okay, because Rachel Imenu knows the side of what it means to be able to be Misakan, that Indian of not having kinnah. Kinnah comes when I'm not comfortable with who I am, so I may have kinnah about what somebody else says. It's Kayan being jealous of Hevel. And Rachel Imenu was not jealous of Leah. So remember, Rachel Imenu's children are able to wipe out Amalek because Rachel Imenu's children know the secret of being an Adam and not a Kaif. The secret of being a human and not a monkey. The secret of being a person who's Ish Yehudi, Ish Yechidi, to be a person who's an individual. To recognize what my avoida is, what my role in this world is. To recognize what I can bring to the world. This is why, like we said before, the whole Indian of Chodesh Adar is this Indian of the Shnasa Iber is the Yichud between the Chama and the Lavana. The whole breakdown between the Chama and the Lavana is that the Lavana says, I'm jealous of what the Chama has. I can't be happy with what I have because I look outside of myself at what somebody else has and that's stirring what I have. That's the period that takes place at the beginning of creation. The period that causes Adam to do his Avera, Cain to kill Havel. All of that period comes from the period of what I have is good, but if somebody else also has it, so that's not good for me. Because then I have kinov, the other person. I want the whole avoida is not to be jealous of anybody else, to recognize that he has what he has, I have what I have. It's fine, everybody can have everything. And I don't need to be able to have outside validation and somebody else to be able to recognize how great I am in order to, I'm great. Ish Yehudi, Hayu B'shushan Abira, to recognize what it means to be Ish Yechidi. And that's the Seid of Mashiach. The Seid of Mashiach is this when a person is able to recognize what it means to be an Ish, the Ish de Kedusha, what it means to have that Yesh de Kedusha, what it means to be an individual, what it means to have that Maila of being a Yachid, that Avram Avinu was a Yachid, that that Adam Rishon was never a Yachid. This is what the Avoida of Chodesh Adar is. The Avoida of recognizing what it means to be a Yachid, what it means to be alone, what it means to be my own individual Avoida as opposed to just trying to copy everybody else around me. Not in Gashmis and not in Ruchnias. Saying Gashmis that I try to be like everybody else, I'm trying to impress everybody around me in the world of Gashmis, and Ruchnias also. Recognize what's my Avoida? What do I need? What do I bring to the table? What's my way of serving the Rabbanishim? What's my Ikar Avoida? What's the way that I can be Marbe Kvayit Shemayim in a way that nobody else can? This is the avoid of Mordechai HaTzadik. It's the avoid of Esther Amalka. And when she goes into Achashverosh, she says, I don't need anything. And Haggai says, what do you mean? Everybody took makeup. Everybody took jewelry. And Esther Amalka says, I don't need to be like everybody. Just because everybody, all the other girls that have been here have taken a lot of makeup. I don't need anything. I'm happy to be just the way I am. I don't need anything external. I don't need anything outside. I don't need to impress people by making up my face and trying to look like somebody else. I'm happy to be Ish Yehudi. I'm happy to be a Yachid. I'm happy to be who I am. Esther Amalka, like the Gemara Megillah says, is the Indian of Lavana. Esther comes from the Indian of Lavana because Esther's the ticket on the Lavana who says, I can't be happy because... No, Esther Amalka says, I could be happy. I could be happy with who I am. I could be a Yachid. I could be an individual. I could be Mesakin that Pagam the Lavana. And I could be Mesakin what it means to be a Yachid, what it means to be an individual, what it means to be a real Lavana. The Lavana Betikuna, the Lavana when it's Ur Lavana Ka Ur Achama. And each one of them are able to shine in their own way. And each one of them are shining in their own way. The Ma'ara Katan and the Ma'ara Gadol, one by night, one by day. They're each doing their own Avoida, and they're each happy with their own Avoida. The Lavana is happy with its Avoida. The Shemesh is happy with its Lavana, its Avoida. And there's no period that takes place. This is why Be'echer Ba'adam Ashmir Ala Shkolim Ve'Ala Kaloyim. The two things that they say, Be'echer Ba'adar. Echer Ba'adar is the sort of Be'echer Ba'adar. Be'echer. Echer means to be an Echer. Be'echer Ba'adar, like we said before, it's El Acher. Or it's Havaya Echad. El Acher means that I want to be Acher. That's the side of trying to be like somebody else, to be like something else. And Havaya Echad means that obviously the Rabban Hashem is one, but it also means that I need to be one also. That there's a Chelek Elikai Mimal Mamash inside of me, and I don't want to be involved in Avoida Zara. This form Taich Avoida Zara means it's an Avoida that's Zara to me. It's an Avoida that's foreign to me. It's not my Avoida. It's an Avoida of El Acher to try to be like somebody else. Is I want to be like an Acher. And the Avoida of Havaya Echad means I want to be a Yochid. Echad Yochid and Miyuchad, that the Rabban Hashem is Echad Yochid and Miyuchad, and every year that is a Chelek Alekai Mimal inside of him is also Echad Yochid and Miyuchad. Every year is an individual. Memelo Be'echad Ba'adar, on the first day of Adar, Aleph Dalad Reish, Be'echad Ba'adar, on the first day of Aleph Dalad Reish, what they mention is they make two announcements. First of all, you have to bring a Machsa Shekel, which means every yid's a prop. Every yid's an individual. Every yid needs to bring a machzah shekel. Ashala yarb of a dollar, it doesn't make a difference if you're rich or poor. Every yid counts. Every yid is a number. Every yid is part of the mispar of Klal Yisrael. Pastor, we don't want to count Klal Yisrael. We'd like to just say Klal Yisrael is one, something that's lamalam and a mispar, something that's not, that we don't count. Because ain't a bracha ba'al b'samim and a ayin. But it's crucial, be'echad ba'adar, to count every yid. To show every yid, you count. And Moshe Rabbeinu took a machzah shekel from you, and from you, and from you, from every single individual, because every yid counts. Every single yid is an individual, and if Moshe Rabbeinu misses out on one of them, then he wasn't Makayim, the Tziva, the Rabban Hashem, to count every single yid, ki sises roish b'nei Yisrael, to raise up the heads of every yid in Klal Yisrael. Kisisa, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Kisisa is Oisis, Kisisa is the Indian of, Kisisa is Roish B'nai Yisrael, is the Indian of recognizing that every Yid is a Yachid, raising up every Yid's head by allowing him to recognize that he's a Yachid, which is important. Kisisa is Roish B'nai Yisrael. And then they make a second announcement as well. First of all, you have to go Machsa Shekel. The second announcement they make is Va'ala Kaloyim. Kaloyim, obviously, a Pasha Taich means make sure that in your field there aren't two things getting mixed up, but also means in your own life. Make sure they're not getting mixed up with somebody else's min. Make sure that your min stays by itself and Yenim's min stays by itself. Make sure that there's not kalayim taking place in your life. Make sure that you're not getting involved in somebody else's thing and you just, there's a bilbul and an irvav and you could kaifif ne adam. You're not a hey. You're not able to be magala, the malchus of the rabbansham, and the shechin of the rabbansham in your own way. It's kalayim. It's kalayim taking place in your own life. You're trying to be like your neighbor. You're trying to be like the guy next to you in shul. You're trying to be like somebody else. That's kalayim. That's kalayim adam. When a person becomes mu'urav with somebody else in a way that it becomes one min mixed together, that's kalayim. They say every yid is a machsa shekel, and every yid needs to work in this avodah of avodah sabirum, separation, separating the shin, being involved in that world of shin, not the kuf and the reish, not the world of the sheker of Amalek, which is Amalek is trying to be kakaifif and adam, doing it to something that it's not. This is the ikra avodah in chodesh adam. And when a person recognizes that this is the avodah, and a person begins to work in it tonight, from now until Purim, then a Yid's able to walk into Purim being a Yachid. Every Yid's able to stand up on the table on Purim and say, Ish Yehudi Hayi B'Shushan Abira is not talking about Mordechai HaTzadik. It's talking about me. I am Mordechai HaTzadik. I'm Ish Yehudi Hayi B'Shushan Abira. I'm the Ish Yehudi. Because like Chazal say, Ish Yehudi is Ish Yechidi. That every Yid's able to say, I'm a Yachid. Nechnasayim Yachasayim, I can be my own person. I don't need to be daima to anybody else. I don't need to act like a monkey. I can be a human. I can be an Adam. I can be a Yachid. Adam is never Yechidi, and I can be never Yechidi again. Shem should help us, we should be Zeichet, to recognize that this is our Avodah. During Chodesh Adar, Aleph Dalet Reish, the Avodah of Kleitz Vedardat Tatzmeich, to be able to be Mesak and the Chet of Adam Arishin. Not to try to be like anything that we're not, to try to be ourselves. To try to be ourselves, sign Ruchnius and sign Gashmius, not to try to be Daima to anybody else. To be able to work on being Mesak and the Chet of Adam Arishin, the Chet of Kain killing Hevel, the Kuf killing the Hay, the Chet of the Levana, being jealous of the Chama, Rachel Imenu is Mesakin, by not being jealous of Leah, being able to work on this Ikra Avodah, that Avodah, being able to recognize that I'm a Yachid. And because I'm a Yachid, I'm individual, I have my own Kleiches, and I don't need to be doing it to anybody else. Mr. Shem, when we work on that, we're able to wipe out the Kleich of Amalek, which is all Sheker, it's all Dimian, it's all fake, it's all trying to dress itself up like something that it's not. We'll be Zoichem, Mr. Shem, to come into Purim, to Nichnas Yayin Yotzah Said, to Megala, who we really are, the Pneumius of who we really are, not just to be doing in our Lehushim to somebody else. Mr. Shem, will be Zoichem, that I Chrisi Ade Oivet, wipe out Amalek for once and for all, to get back to the place of Adam Rishon, Koydem Achet, where every Yid is able to recognize that I'm Nivri Yechidi, and the Melo will be Zeichet, that Beshvili and every Oilam will be in the sky of every single Yid.
Amen. 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 Amen.